This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Young people in Harrogate are getting the chance to help shape local health services. Harrogate and District NHS Foundation Trust recently set up a youth forum with plenty of teenagers already showing an interest. Meanwhile, it's working with the County Council to improve care services in the community. Trust Chairman Sandra Dodson tells us more.
We've got our regular Council of Governors meeting on February the 18th. That is a Saturday and it is taking place in the morning at 10:45 at St Aidan's School. And this is really important public meeting for us, where the public can come along, see our Council of Governors in action alongside members of our board and ask us questions. And as you are aware, Patrick, and your listeners are, there's lots of things happening in the health service at the moment, both locally and nationally. We've got lots of innovative ideas we'll be updating the public and the governors on, and we welcome the opportunity to have the public there, both to observe, hopefully gain assurance about what we're doing, but also to question either the governors, the board members, or just to pose some ideas to us. So it's a great chance for us to interact. Within that time, we're also going to do a presentation, I can tell you about our recently launched youth forum, which actually is very exciting for us because naturally a lot of our health services deals with the acute frail elderly, but we're really keen to learn from younger people, and we're talking about younger, you know, 13 to 18 year olds, about what they believe the services should be for the future. And we've set up this youth forum and had the first meeting, and two of my managers are coming to present on it. And the feedback we've had from the first meeting has been fabulous. You know, the young people have said they thought it would be boring, they thought they'd be talked to, but actually they have found it involving, motivating, and really believe there's something they can do to impact on the development of services. So my call is to the young people who are listening, even though it's the start of your school holidays, get out of bed, come along to St Aidan's and come and listen to what we've got to say. We know that we can very much learn from young people, and also it's a great learning point for them because some people are interested in medical careers, clinical careers going forward, and it's a chance to understand it in a more depth and also to be part of shaping services in this area for the future.
And obviously the trust on its own can't provide all the health services, social care services in the area. You have to work with a lot of different organisations, including the County Council. Just explain a bit about the work you do with them.
Yes, it's a really important point, Patrick, because at the meeting, I know Dr. Ros Tolcher, our Chief Executive, will be giving updates on our new care models, which is where we, for delivering care in the community, are working alongside social services delivered by the County Council, alongside GPs in primary care and our own community staff. And that's really important to develop what we call care closer to home. I think a lot of your listeners will have heard that term, but really is there to prevent people being admitted to hospital when they don't need to be, by offering them the immediate care they need in their own home at that time. So we're really working very closely with North Yorkshire County Council on that model at the moment. Naturally, it's not always easy because it's a new model, it's a new way of working, but we're already beginning to see some green shoots of impact coming through, with slightly less admissions to our acute beds in the hospital and slightly less length of stay as well. So we can see that it's beginning to work, but it's a long journey. But we're very excited to be working so closely with our partners in local government, in North Yorkshire County Council.
And just looking at the last couple of months or so, where it's been well documented how busy the NHS has been with admissions, particularly A&E, how pleased are you with how staff at the Trust have dealt with it all?
Our staff have been brilliant. It has been fantastic. We have most of the time managed to meet the performance levels we needed to. Not all the time, but we have received commendations from the Chief Executive of NHS Improvement, who's sort of the big man in the centre for us as an acute trust, commending on us as one of the trusts who did well over Christmas. And I know for some listeners, maybe they've been in to emergency department and they may have waited a bit longer longer, but we know that every member of staff pulled out the stops over what was a particularly busy time. And in fact, we looked at the stats, and the week after Christmas, the bank holiday week of New Year, the Tuesday, was the busiest day we have ever had through the emergency department. And there's a lot in the media about people going to the wrong place with, you know, the wrong things. I would say most of our public are pretty well educated in the sense of their understanding, and we believe that they did listen to a lot of the things we have done through you, the media, to say think wisely, think twice about where you go. And I'm sure that helped us as well. So I think not only should we thank our staff for what they did, but I think a lot of people really thought very carefully before presenting to ED. So although at times we know we could be more efficient, we need to look at different places for people to be able to go, whether it be in primary care, whether it be minor injuries units, pharmacies, we know that the majority of people who come to our emergency department need to come.